This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here ahead of the Royal Rumble in Tampa Bay, and well, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of intimidated right now. One of the
Queen
best
of spades.
That's right, one of the best NXT Women's Champions of all time, a decorated tag team champion in her own right. We are not worthy. It's Shayna Baszler.
Thank yeah. you. Yeah, I'm Shayna three-time. And Shayna two-time, I guess, if you're talking
the
NXT.
Submission magician?
Submission magician.
There you go.
Shayna, I got to ask you this. Obviously, I believe admitted Star Wars fan, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Zoe Stark right now, perhaps a Padawan learner, perhaps an apprentice in her own right. Do you kind of view it that way? Tell us what it's like.
I'm trying, man, but she doesn't listen.
Okay.
She's like, you know, when you were a teenager and your parents were like, don't do that, da, 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 and you're like, oh my God, they have no idea about my life. And then you get up and say the same, like, that's Zoe.
So what does she need to do? Does she need to listen? Because I think you would admit, very skilled. I love that finisher. I mean, she's very talented. I think she'll be very decorated as well. What does she need to do to kind of get that momentum?
Well, I think she's get off of social media and quit trying to put me on your Instagram story. Concentrate more on what we're doing in the ring. Yeah, she's just, you know, young. She's not jaded yet by the locker room, so
that's fair.
She's
fair enough. Shayna, I gotta ask you this one. You know, I'm an analytics guy. I look back and I'm thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, Rhea was the one to kind of dethrone you back in NXT, correct me if I'm wrong. But it's Royal Rumble season. I consider you a heavy favorite in the Royal Rumble,
yes.
Very rightfully so. Do you see that kind of coming, maybe a full circle moment come Mania to kind of get that moment back from Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, I mean, Rhea and I love beating each other up.
I can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably why we don't work a lot of house shows. We wouldn't survive. But so that's always something, you know, fun. I'd love to have that back.
Yes.
I would love to take the credit for the fact that Rhea's success is because of me.
Okay.
If I didn't rule the NXT division as well as I did, then it wouldn't have been as important when she took that off of me. So I'm going to take that credit. But also, I think Rhea's got her hands in a few too many pots at the moment. So she's ripe for the picking, I think. So that's definitely like something that's on the radar, you know?
That's a fair assessment. And I got to ask you this. I tend to psychoanalyze the talents in the ring. You kind of say that. There's a lot of moving parts going on with Rhea. Is that something you do, maybe even the past in MMA, where you psychoanalyze your opponents, what's going on with them outside the ring?
That's anything you do in sports, right? You watch the video footage. You get word that someone got knocked out on accident in sparring the week of the fight, then you're going to be like, oh, I got some inside info. So, I mean, that's something you're going to do regardless. But, yeah, I mean, Zoe kind of touched on it when she was going after Rhea for a minute.
Yeah.
And like you said, I've been kind of taking Zoe under my wing. You know, she makes some valid. Oh yeah, yeah, and that's a cool thing about the position I think I'm in is that, regardless of the Royal Rumble, I think Zoe and I have been tearing stuff up. So I think there's like many avenues to get to WrestleMania for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned house shows. You mentioned your recent tag team success going on, the momentum in Raw. We saw you back in Tom's River at house show. Amazing match
with
Candice LeRae. You're killing it right now, but I got to ask you, preparing for the Royal Rumble, it's Rumble season. When you're in there, you've been in there before, there's a lot of unknown factors. Obviously, the order and preparation, all that, things of that nature, but also a lot of surprises as well. How do you prepare for the unknown?
I think that you control the variables that you can control. So, you know, the Royal Rumble is, you know, 3 times 30. So you're talking like intervals. What is it, 90 seconds? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's 90.
Whatever it is, it's like an hour-long match, regardless, right? And sure, your chances of being number one are not, are 1 in 30, like any number, but you want to be prepared for that. So the difference being, it's not just regular cardio, like a regular match. It's going to be like, I'm tired. I've been in here an hour, and I still have to lift Nia Jax out or something. So
well,
you have to train. Yeah. Well, I mean, but you know, let's say by some weird coincidence I draw number one, and now Nia draws number 30, and we're the last two left. I need to make sure I have the power and the strength endurance after being in there that long that I can still toss someone over like that. So it's a little bit of a different type of cardio and mentality, but you know, like you said, I've been in a few now, so it's not a surprise to me. But yeah, you just control the things you can control, which is what shape you're in.
Shane, I want to ask this. I want to be respectful of your time. Last one for me. But we're big proponents of the independent talent coming up in the Northeast. You know, you come from the world of MMA. You certainly made your way here into the WWE. You're killing it. Absolutely. Again, one of the best NXT women's champions of all time. What advice do you have for some of that up-and-coming professional wrestling talent?
I think the thing I always default to, and actually my old judo coach, he wrote a book, and he put this quote in the book. Is that if you want to do this, you have to be prepared to work as hard as you can for much longer than you think is fair. And be a good person. Don't be a... Can I swear?
Yeah,
don't be a dirtbag.
We're not going to argue with you. So.
That's right. Yes, no, not at all.
I want to keep my arm.
I mean, I got to... you know, I only do that for the right pay nowadays, so...
Yeah, that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not worthy.
That's a good way to
Shayna Baszler, thank you, Shayna.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, before we get started here on the BCP, I want to shout out our sponsors for the month of February. The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudiolis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Guys, please welcome back our podcast sponsors, USDN, the United States Department of Nerds, a podcast presented by Dad Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T., Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learned, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being for the people, by the people, and of the people. Here at USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we will always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our link for all our social media and merch. This ad is USDN podcast approved. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCB Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Guys, I want to shout out one of our favorite sponsors, BKG, Bubba John, Kim, and Gabby. This fam consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba has been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. Please welcome in our new sponsors on the BCP, Masters of Your Memories, featuring celebrity and athlete appearances, pop culture items, toys, memorabilia, and more. Be sure to check out their next event, Masters of Your Memories Autograph and Collectible Show at Rockaway Town Square here in New Jersey on March 30th, featuring the American Gladiators, members of the cast for the hit TV show The Sopranos, and so much more. Thank you, Masters of Your Memories. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. I want to thank our sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling, ahead of their Saturday, February 10th show in Staten Island, New York, featuring AEW superstar Santana, Angel Metro, Darius Carter, E-Rock, Chris Steeler, TJ Marconi, Dexter Obsidian, Tony Booz, Justin Adams, Roger Mendez, and so many more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com.